appreciate the opportunity to speak with you about USDA's proposal to modernize its BSE regulations, commonly referred to as our bovine spongiform encephalopathy comprehensive rule. In 2003, the discovery of BSE in the United States resulted in the closure of markets for U.S. ruminant exports and substantial losses for American beef producers. Since then, we have been trying to regain these valuable market access for our exports. For those of you who may not know, the World Organization for Animal Health, which we refer to as the OIE, is the International Animal Health Standard Setting Organization, and it provides recommendations for safe trade based on a country's BSE risk classification. OIE guidelines include three levels of BSE risk in countries or regions. They are negligible, controlled, and undetermined, and they suggest how trade may safely occur according to the levels of risk. Today's proposed rule seeks to bring our regulations in line with the most current scientific knowledge about BSE and to harmonize our import regulations with the OIE guidelines. In short, we are proposing to make our beef and beef import decisions based on an exporting country's risk level for the disease, including any mitigations or steps they have taken to reduce that risk. Our requirements for imported products will then be directly linked to the risk level of the exporting country, placing the tightest restrictions on countries with the highest risk. It is also important to emphasize that control of imports is only one of several interlocking safeguards against BSE. The proposed rule would not change other measures that are currently in place in the United States to protect animal and human health. Additionally, these proposed changes will prove invaluable at the negotiating table as we work to reopen closed markets, open new markets, and expand existing ones for U.S. beef. The proposed BSE comprehensive rule is open for a 60-day public comment period, and we look forward to receiving and reviewing your comments on this proposed rule.